Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Less than encouraging economic numbers out this morning, the Commerce Department now says the economy shrank at a 2.6% rate last year. That's the steepest drop since 1946. And on Wall Street, stock futures fell in the wake of those numbers. Joining us now to understand all this is Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate Magazine. So, Dan, we got not only those numbers, but the also the number that the economy grew at 2.4%, which is a slowdown. Is any of this a surprise to you?
Not given the data flow. So we got the read on the second quarter, which ended in June. The economy expanded at a 2.4% annual rate. That's slower than in the first quarter, slower than in the fourth quarter, represents a deceleration. But the other news was that they, as the Commerce Department does, they revised the growth figures for 2007 through 2009 and basically taking growth down in each of those years. So it wasn't just 09 they revised, it was 07, 08. In other words, the economy in 07 through 09 performed more poorly than we thought. That knowledge shouldn't cause stocks to go down or really influence what we think about the future, but it does give some more insight as to, you know, why things were so bad in 09. Remember, there's all this talk
right.
about if we pass the stimulus, unemployment will only go to 8%, and instead it went to 10. Well, the reason was is because the economy was shrinking in 08 and 09 at a rate more rapidly than we thought.
But well, the second quarter number is affecting stocks. The Dow's down over 100, and NASDAQ and S&P similarly.
Yep.
Well, we also got this number where this report also revised growth figures from earlier this year. They say the economy grew more than it was expected earlier this year. So that's good news, right?
Yes, but, you know, the stock market is supposed to be a futures market where people are focused on, you know, the next quarter's earnings and the next year's earnings, so they tend to discount that. What you see when you look into these numbers is a dichotomy that I think we've seen in the economy since this recovery started, which is that things that are associated with business and industry and global industry are strong. Business investment is up 20% year over year. You look at all these earnings reports from the railroads and from UPS and from manufacturers, they're doing really well.
Yeah.
But that anything that is tied to the consumer and to housing is weak, and we saw that in spades in this GDP number, where the personal consumption figure is only rising at a 1.6% annual rate. That's very anemic, and given that our economy, you know, 70% of the activity in this economy is consumer activity, that leads people to be more concerned.
Right, but we asked this of Louise Story yesterday, which is, you know, if companies are showing profits but they're not using it to hire new workers, and that in turn is keeping consumer confidence down, who's going to blink first?
That, you know, remains the, I guess, the $15 trillion question. And the other issue is that companies, they're making big profits, but they're increasingly, you know, investing overseas because that's where the growth and the activity is.
And they're way in the in the corporate debt market with interest rates so low. So they're getting in debt, but they're not spending it on workers.
They're not spending it on workers. And when they do spend it on workers, increasingly they're spending them on workers overseas.
Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate Magazine.